Welcome to this demonstration of how to use Lego to help you get started, particularly with young children, using the Swift Playgrounds training app to teach everyone how to code in Swift, of course, using Swift Playgrounds. Because one of the things that I found it a bit challenging to begin with, particularly with children, is to get them to understand the grid layout and where such items as the character, gems, switches, etc. were located on the grid. Hence why I came up with the thought about Lego. So I've got a Lego board here on the table, and I've got some Lego in a packet. All right, so first of all, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to open the little packet of Lego, and this is just borrowed from my son's various Lego packages. So I'm going to tip it out on the Lego board. And what I've got are the little Lego bricks that have got four dots in them. And what I'm going to do on the Lego board itself, I'm actually going to put the four dot Lego pieces one dot apart going across and one dot apart going down to form a grid. Now, since we're moving a character around on the grid called a byte, I just happen to know there's three characters, byte, blue, and Hoppy, and I couldn't replicate those characters in Lego, so what my son's given me is Yoda, Batman, and Spider-Man. And then for the gems, I've got little gems off a pyramid that actually feel like little crystals. I've got a couple of those. I've got some closed and open switches, so the little levers on a Lego piece that you can push left and right to open or close them, as it were. And then, even though I won't be covering them in this particular demo, I've also got some little pieces called jump pieces, and I've turned them into the portals that you can also do on the Lego board, jumping from one coordinate to another. Okay, so that's Lego so far. But first of all, I need to find out what size the grid is going to be. So let me just open up Swift Playgrounds on my iPad here. Open Swift Playgrounds.
Playgrounds. Featured. Heading.
Okay, so let me flick across.
Learn to code 1, Swift 3.1 edition.
That's what we want. Learn to code 1, so double tap on that one.
Learn to code 1, Fundamentals of Swift.
And flick to the right, this is Fundamentals of Swift.
Open. Button.
We'll tap on open.
Open. My Playgrounds.
Alright, so I want to learn to code 1, so let me just flick to the right.
Simple Commands.
So this is Simple Commands.
Next. Button.
Next.
Have you ever followed a recipe to bake something delicious?
And what I'm going to do, I'm just going to basically flick through these because you can read it in the Swift plugin itself with voiceover, so we can get to the grid.
Slice of cake. Previous. Next. But. Or followed instructions to assemble something cool?
This is just talking about the logic of programs.
Blueprint of a drone. Previous. Next. But. You need to follow the instructions in the correct order, or you'll end up with something unexpected. Drone shaking in place. Previous. Next. But. Writing code allows you to create your own set of instructions for your iPad to carry out. Your goal is to figure out which instructions, in which order, will result in something great.
Okay, I'm just flicking through at the moment.
iPad turns on with an image of 3D world. Previous. Next. But.
And flicking through again.
For example, you'll tell Byte to move forward.
Okay, so for example, tell Byte the character to move forward.
Move forward left paren right paren.
That's the command.
Byte moves forward across screen. Image. Previous. Next. But. Or collect a gem.
Okay, or collect a gem.
Collect gem left paren right paren.
That's the command.
Byte jumps upward and collects the gem. Previous. Next. But. Notice the mashed together words. Code is punctuated and spaced like human languages, but commands have no spaces between words. For example, collect gem.
Okay, so for example, collect gem, so it's actually collect, C-O-L-L-E-C-T, capital G-E-M, and of course left paren, right paren.
Collect gem left paren, right paren. Commands always end with parentheses. You'll see why later. previous start coding button.
And here we go, start coding. Now, of course, I covered this in a previous demo that I did of Swift Playgrounds. This demo is just to show you what happens when you start using it with Lego to give you more of a structure idea tactilely of the layout of the world grid to get Byte to move around. So double tap on start coding.
Playground document.
Okay, so we've got the world grid on the screen with Byte. Let's touch the screen.
The world is 5 columns by 5 rows. Byte at height 0 facing north on column 2, row 1. The goals are gem at height 1 on column 2, row 4. To repeat this description, tap outside of the world grid. Actions available.
Okay, now a couple of points to remember, of course, is the fact that the grid is going from 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, going across the columns, and 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, going up and down the rows, if you like. So it's not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, going both directions, column and rows. Okay, so the first thing I need to do is construct the grid on the Lego board. So let me just grab the Lego stuff here. Okay, and I'm going to pause the recording and I'm going to construct the grid the way I spoke about it, with 5 columns across and 5 rows deep. So I shall be back in a tick. In the instructions, we had to put Byte on column 2, row 1, and the gem on column 2, row 4. So on my Lego here, if I come down to the bottom and I go across 0, 1, 2, that's the second column, and I need to go up because going up is going north. And just for reference, north is up, south is down, west is left, and east is right. It's always the same when you're using it with VoiceOver. Okay, so I'm on the second column, and I need to go up one to put Byte there. So that's 0, 1, and I'm just going to put Byte on that Lego 4.k. And now I'm still staying on the second column. In reality, it's 0, 1, 2 going across columns. Now to go up to 4. So Byte's on 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, and let me put the gem here on the top of the column, which is row 4, column 2. All right, let's see what our instructions are. So I'm going to touch the left-hand side of the screen to the left of the actual world grid. And the world grid, if I touch it here...
Column 1, row 3, block at height 0.
Okay, so I've moved my finger to the right.
Actions available. Column 2, row 3, stairs leading to height 1.
So that's column 2. So if I bring my finger down...
Act column 2, row 2, block column 2, row 1, start marker at height 0 facing north. Byte at height 0 facing north.
Okay, so there's
double
Byte.
Tap to switch characters.
I grab my finger up the column.
Column 2, row 2, block, column 2, row 3, stairs, column 2, row 4, gem at height 1.
Okay, so
actions
there's the columns
available
on the screen. I was dragging my finger up and down the rows and across the columns left and right. All right, let's hit what our
column
instructions
three
are. So I'm going to touch on the left-hand side of the screen.
Instructions.
And two-finger swipe
look
down.
Look for the gem in the puzzle world. To enter the correct combination of the move forward left paren right paren and collect gem left paren right paren commands. 3. Tap run my code.
So basically we have to find out how many times we need to use the move forward left paren right paren command to get to the gem, and then use the collect gem left paren right paren command to collect the gem. So if I come to my Lego grid world here, so Byte is on row 1, column 2. So he's got to go 1, 2, 3. So he's got to go up to column 3 times to get to the gems. So that means I need to put in the move left paren right paren command 3 times. So if I touch on the edit field down on the left hand side,
text
double
click,
tap on
insertion
that,
point
and
end.
Let me flick to the right.
Run options, run my code, successfully completed.
Now that's successfully
button
completed because I had that up before. Let me flick to the right again.
Undo, redo, collect gem left, move forward left, paren
okay,
right.
Okay, so here's our move forward, and I said we need to do it 3 times. So double tap on it once.
Move forward left, paren right, paren.
2.
Move forward left, paren right, paren.
3.
Move forward left,
so
paren right, paren.
3
paren
times. Flick back to the left.
Collect gem left,
and
paren
double tap
right,
on collect
gem.
Gem
left, paren right,
and
paren.
Flick to the left.
Undo. Run my code.
And let's run the code.
Run my code.
Byte walked to column 2, row 2. Byte walked up to height 1, column 2, row 3.
Byte walked to column 2, row 4. Byte collected gem at column 2, row 4. Congratulations, hitting.
Okay, and I flick on the screen.
You've written your first lines of Swift code. Byte performed the commands you wrote and did exactly what you asked, in exactly the order that you specified. Next page. Link.
And we'll just do the next exercise with the Lego, just to give you the idea again, and then I'll finish this demo off. Double tap on that.
Next page. Playground. The world is 6 columns by 4 rows. Byte at height 0 facing north on column 5, row 0 the goals are, gem at height 1 on column 3, row 2. To repeat this description, tap outside of the world grid.
Okay, so the first thing in Lego wise, we need to remind ourselves what that grid was again. So we're going to touch the screen outside of the world grid. Normally we just touch on the right hand side of the screen.
The world is 6 columns by 4 rows.
Okay, so 6 columns by 4 rows. So let's come to our Lego grid here. So 6 columns, so let me get across 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I need to add one more to the existing grid. So I'm just adding another column. 1, 2, 3, 4. And let me just take off the extra row down the bottom, because the other one had 5 rows in it. So now I've got a grid that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 columns across, and 1, 2, 3, 4 rows down. So let's just check where the byte and gems were.
Byte at height 0 facing north on column 5, row 0.
Now a bit of a trick listening to this, remember when you do a two-finger touch on the screen, it's pause and start reading again. So if I pause in the right spot, I can listen to different sections. So byte is at column 5, row 0. So get byte here now on the wrong spot in the grid. So column 5, row 0. So basically it's at the bottom right hand side of the grid facing north going up. So if I count across, going from the bottom, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So let's stick byte there. Cool. Alright. And let's see where the gem had to go. So I'm gonna two-finger touch again to start it reading again.
Goals are gem at height 1 on column 3, row 2.
Okay, so gem is at column 3, row 2. So let me count across. 0, 1, 2, 3, and row 2. So 0, 1, 2. Let me get the gem off the existing old grid and pop it on column 3, row 2.
Repeat this description. Tap outside of the world grid. Actions available.
And I just did two finger touch again. So let me just touch it again with one finger to make it the whole thing read again. Tap outside the world grid.
The world is 6 columns by 4 rows. Byte at height 0 facing north on column 5, row 0 the goals are, gem at height 1 on column 3, row 2.
Yep, sounds good. So I've got byte in the right position, i.e. Yoda, and I've got the gem in the right position. Alright, so let's come across to our instructions on the left hand side.
Instructions.
Okay, two finger flick down.
This puzzle is just like the last one, but this time byte needs to turn left to reach the gem. You can use the commands from the previous puzzle as well as a new command. Turn left, left paren, right paren. Full stop. 1. Plan the commands you need to make byte move to the gem and collect it. 2. Enter your commands in the code area. 3. Run your code. Tap to enter code. Text field. Run options.
Okay, alright, so let's have a look. So we need to move byte up from... Okay, we need to go to row 1, row 2. So he needs to move forward twice. And at that point, he needs to turn left. So he's now going to be facing west. So he needs to go forward across the grid going west. He needs to go to the next column, which is column 4. Next column, which is column 3. So he needs to move forward again twice. And then the collect gem command. All right, so let's see if we're right. I've just taken byte off. And let me just do it as I do it on the Lego grid as I do it in the code. So let me tap on the edit area down the left hand side. I'm just going to drag my finger down.
Tap to enter code.
Okay, double tap.
Text insertion.
And of course that then brings up the lines that we can choose automatically rather than having to type in. So I flick to the right.
Run my pin. Undo. Redo. Collect gem left pair. Move forward left pair and right.
Okay, so move forwards. So I'm going to move byte on the Lego grid forward. So he's now at row one. So double tap on that.
Move forward left parent, right parent.
Okay, and I'm going to move him forward again. So now he's on row two, the same height as the gem. So double tap again.
Move forward left parent, right parent.
Okay, and then I'm going to turn him left. So he's now facing west across the grid. So let me just flick back to the left.
Collect gem left. Redo.
Oh, other way.
Move, turn left, left,
okay, parent, turn
right,
left.
Turn left, left, parent, right, parent.
Okay, and then he goes to column four and then to column three. I've got enough room to sit him right next to the gem. All right, so I need to move forward twice. So I flip back to left.
Move forward left, parent, right, parent.
And double tap on that one.
Move forward
and
left,
double
parent,
tap on that one.
Move forward left, parent, right, parent.
And you're sitting smack bang on top of the gem, or next to it actually. And so we need to collect the gem. So flick to the left, I think.
Collect gem left,
and
parent,
collect
right,
gem,
parent.
One finger double tap.
Collect gem left, parent, right, parent.
Okay, and let's run the code. Flick to the left.
Redo, undo, hint, run my code, run my code. Stop. Bike walked up to height 1, column 5, row 1. Bike walked to column 5, row 2. Bike turned left, now facing west. Bike walked to column 4, row 2. Bike walked to column 3, row 2. Bike collected gem at column 3, row 2. Great job. Heading.
Okay, let me flick on the screen to the right.
You've written more complex code, and you've learned that the order of the commands is important. Including a command for each step is important too. If you accidentally leave one out, Byte won't be able to finish the task. Next page. Link.
Let's do one more. Why not? Double tap on that one.
Next page. Playground. The world is 7 columns by 5 rows, Byte at height 2 facing west on column 2, row 4 the goals are, gem at height 1 on column 0, row 3, closed switch at height 2 on column 2, row 2. To repeat this description, tap outside of the world grid.
Okay, now this is why it starts being handy to use Lego, because as you go along during these fundamental coding exercises, it starts to add more things to the grid, such as the closed and open switches, or closed switch in this case, and portals. So let's just tap on again to get the coordinates
the
again
world
first.
Is 7 columns by 5 rows.
So 7 columns by 5 rows. I need to add another column here and another row. So I'm going to put 1, 2, I was going down, it's constructing my other column here at the moment. Okay, so if I count across, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, that's 7 columns across. And I need to add a fifth row. So I'll do that now. And I'll just I'll let the recording keep going as I'm doing this Lego. I had them all organized, wasn't it? And one more piece. Alright, so let's double check. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 going across, that's 7 columns. And 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, that's 5 rows. Perfect. Alright, let's check the rest of the information. Two finger touch to start and stop. Pause speech.
Byte at height 2 facing west on column 2, row 4 the...
So column 2, row 4 is byte. So let me grab byte again. So if I count across, I've got 0, 1, 2 going across. Column 2, and he was on row 4. So we go 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. So basically is the top of the column. Perfect. Okay, two finger touch again.
Goals are gem at height 1 on column 0, row 3.
Column 0, row 3 for the gem. So let me just grab the gem. So 0 is the first column, then 0, 1, 2, 3. There we go. And two finger touch again.
Closed switch at height 2 on column 2, row 2.
Okay, column 2, row 2 is a switch. Now, besides a gem, my son gave me his little switch here, and it's got a little lever that you can push backwards and forwards across a little Lego piece. So that was column 2, row 2. So let's go to the bottom, count across, 0, 1, 2. So I'm on column 2. and then we'll go up 012, and that's for the actual switch. So two finger touch again.
To repeat this description, tap outside of the world grid. Actions available.
Okay, let me tap on the screen again and we'll get it to read the whole lot again.
The world is 7 columns by 5 rows. Byte at height 2 facing west on column 2, row 4 the goals are, gem at height 1 on column 0, row 3, closed switch at height 2 on column 2, row 2. To repeat this description, tap outside of the world grid. Actions available.
Okay, so that's our information about the item or characters and object layout. So let's go and find our instructions on the left hand side.
Instructions. Switch,
and two
switches.
Finger flick down.
A switch might be toggled open or closed. 1. Enter the commands to move byte to the gem, then collect it. 2. Continue entering commands to move byte to the switch, then toggle it. 3. Run your code. Tap to enter code. Text.
Okay, so double tap on text.
Insertion point at end.
And I just cheated then because I let it read down to the text field and just double tapped as soon as it said it. Byte is actually facing west. So he's facing left across the actual grid itself. So let's see, I've got to move him across to column 0. So he goes forward, west, 1, 2. Okay, I'll just steam this. So now he's on column 0, row 4. He's currently still facing west at the moment. So I'll leave him there and we'll go and put our commands in. So
run options, run my code, hint.
Okay.
Undo, redo. Collect gem left parent right, move forward left parent right parent.
Okay, so he's already, so we've said he's already facing west, so we can move forward twice, so double tap.
Move forward left parent, move forward left parent
so
right
twice.
Parent.
So let's just, we didn't do this before, but now it's getting a bit more complicated, so let's just run the code. And I know Byte's going to get unhappy, but we'll see what's happening so far. So
collect
back
gem
to left.
Redo, undo, pin, run my code. Run
so
my
make sure we're going in the right direction in the right columns.
Byte walk to column
stop
1,
button.
Row 4. Byte walk down to height 1, column 0, row 4.
The level is incomplete. Byte looks sad.
Yeah,
tap the hint button for more
sad,
details.
Okay. All right, so he's in the right spot.
Run my code.
Okay,
button.
So now he needs to turn left. So I'm going to turn him left. So now he's facing back down the grid. So he needs to turn left. So let's flick across.
Pin, undo, redo, collect gem, move forward, toggle switch, turn left, left. Turn left, left, parent, right, parent.
Okay, and according to my grid layout, he just needs to go
rows.
Forward one to get to the gem. So let me do another forward command. I'll flip back to the left.
Toggle switch, move forward, left,
forward.
Move forward, left, parent, right, parent.
And let's try collect gem command. So flick to the left.
Collect gem, left, parent, collect gem, left, parent, right, parent.
And let's see how we're going
right,
so far.
Parent.
So flick back
redo,
to the left.
Undo, hint, run my code.
Okay, run my code.
Run my code.
Byte walk to
stop
column 1,
button.
Row 4. Byte walk down to height 1, column 0, row 4. Byte turned left, now facing south. Byte walk to column 0, row 3. Byte collected gem at column 0, row 3.
The level is incomplete. Byte looks sad.
Okay, so Byte needs to move forward 1, turn left again, and move across twice, and then he's on the switch and he can actually toggle the switch. So let's do a forward left print right command now after that collect gem.
Hint button.
So let's just, that's the hint. So flick back to the left.
Run my code. Run.
Oops.
Run. Hint.
So that's hint. Let's keep flicking to the right.
Undo. Redo. Collect. Move forward left.
So
parent,
move
right,
forward.
Move forward left. Parent right. Parent.
Okay, so let me get Byte and I've already done the collect gem. I've already done the move forward command and collect gem. So he's now on the right row now to go across to the left to try and get to close the switch. So he's now on row 012, which is right. So he now needs to turn left, so flick to the right.
Toggle switch, turn left, left, parent,
double
right.
Tap on
turn
that.
Left, left, parent,
and
right,
I'm
parent.
I'm going to turn him left on my Lego grid and he needs to go 1, 2 across. So I'm going to stick him there across. So he's next to the switch. I'll do two forward commands.
Delete.
So flick back
turn
to the left.
Turn left, left, toggle switch, move forward left,
and
parent, right,
tap
parent.
On that.
Move forward left,
and
parent, right,
twice.
Move forward left, parent, right, parent.
And then the ultimate, flick to the right.
Toggle switch left, parent, right,
and you can
parent.
Toggle switch.
Code completion. Toggle switch left, parent, right, parent.
Okay, and let's flick back to the left.
Move, collect, undo, pin, run my code.
And double tap on running
run
code.
My code.
Byte walk to column 1, button. Row 4. Byte walk down to height 1, column 0, row 4. Byte turned left, now facing south. Byte walk to column 0, row 3. Byte collect a gem at column 0, row 3. Byte walk to column 0, row 2. Byte turned left, now facing east. Byte walked up to height 2, column 1, row 2. Byte walk to column 2, row 2. Byte toggled switch open.
Fantastic. Hitting.
Okay, Byte is very, very happy again. Now, the switch that I've got here, I said I can actually flick it left and right. So what I normally do is I flick it to the right. It tells me it's closed, and then I'm now going to flick to the left because I've done it, which now means it's open. But you can do it anyway, like if you've got these types of Lego pieces. All right, let's read it. Flick to the right.
You used the right commands in the right order to make Byte complete the task. You've got this.
I certainly have.
Next page, link.
Alright, so I'll leave it there for the moment. You can have fun as well playing with Swift Playgrounds with Lego, if that's how you want to teach yourself and or children. It's a fantastic way to learn, and I'm really enjoying learning Swift Playgrounds with VoiceOver on my iPad Pro. But anyway, as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.